we commit the earthly house of his habitation back to the ground from which it came, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes our interment service, and I want to thank you two for coming.
Anytime,
Glad
Pastor Taylor.
It.
I hadn't realized you even knew Frank Smith.
Oh, we really didn't know him. I used to buy a paper from him at his old newsstand downtown.
And you cared enough to come to his funeral. That means a lot. Dan, Kathy, I'm impressed. And very grateful. It would have been sad for Frank to pass away unmourned and unremembered.
Well, somebody has to care, even if it's a stranger.
You're right. Thank you both for caring.
And thank you for a beautiful service.
Yes, thanks a lot.
God bless you. We'll see you Sunday.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, good old Frank Smith. Corner of 3rd and Amber won't be the same without him out there peddling papers.
Oh, but wasn't that sad?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the smallest funeral I've ever been to. I mean, we were it. The only ones who came.
Well, Kathy, you know how it is. People get busy. Yeah. They know him. They have other things to do.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad we came.
Yeah, me too. Well, I guess I'll bring the car around and we'll... What are you looking at?
That woman over there is praying.
Where?
Over there. See? She's kneeling.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see her.
Look at the flowers she's putting on that grave. Oh, they're beautiful. What a picture, huh?
Yeah.
There's just something about it. It makes you wonder about the story behind it. You know, a husband who dies or a son lost in the war or...
Hey, what are you doing?
Shh, honey, let go of me. I just want to walk a little closer.
Wait, what for?
Shh, I just want to see the gravestone. I just want to see what it says, that's all.
Kathy, I'm sure this lady doesn't want any visitors right now.
She won't have any, don't worry. We're just going to pass by, you know, so I can read the inscription.
Give this little life meaning after all.
Tilly!
You!
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, I didn't mean
Pardon
to...
Pardon us, we were just leaving.
No, wait, please, I didn't mean any harm.
No, you've done it.
Oh, no, don't go. Oh, please come back. We'll leave.
Oh, brother.
I feel terrible.
Yeah, well, you should have realized this was one of those private moments you don't just walk into, you know?
Yeah, but I didn't think she'd run away. Did you see the look on her face when she saw me? You'd think I was a ghost or something.
Well, let's face it, there are a lot of emotions at work in a place like this. Come on, let's just go. We can put this on our list of things we'll never do again. Kathy, what are you looking at?
Tilly. That's all it says.
Yeah.
And only one date. 9 years ago.
Sweetheart, this is really none of your business. Hey, Kathy. Come on, get up.
No other date. Just one little slab of stone. One little name.
I guess, like you say, there must be quite a story behind it. Is that what you're thinking?
I don't know.
I'll bring the car around.
I'll be here.
I think it'd be better if you...
I'll be here.
Okay. Okay, I'll be just a minute. Oh, here you are. Kathy? Honey, are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm all right.
No, you are not. You're crying.
Well, can't a woman cry if she wants to? And I wasn't crying.
Sweetheart, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Well, if you'd just open up and talk about it. I am your husband. I do care about what happens to you.
I'm sorry, Dan. I just can't talk about it. I need to get it straightened out in my own mind first.
And you don't think I can help you?
Well, you can, and you will. I just need time to think, that's all.
Well, as long as you know I'm concerned. You've been this way for a week now. The kids know it, too. They're asking me what's wrong. I don't know what to tell them.
Maybe I just need to get away for a while.
Maybe you just need to get some sleep for a change.
I haven't been able to.
Yeah, I know. That has me worried, too. You should see yourself. You look like...
No, please don't tell me how I look.
All right. Can you just do one thing for me?
Maybe.
Try to sleep tonight.
Oh,
I mean, come to bed and try to sleep. Don't just wander around the house like you've been doing.
Dan, I... All right, maybe you're right.
I love you.
Do you really?
Well, of course I do.
No matter what?
No matter what. Don't start crying again.
No, it's okay. These are happy tears, I think.
Well, that's some improvement anyway. So what do you have here?
It's our family album.
So I see. Why did you dig this up?
Oh, look at Bruce and Amy. I can't believe they used to be that small.
Yeah. How old were they when we took this?
Well, that was Christmas in our old house in Hoodsport. Uh-huh. Bruce had to be 3, so Amy was only 2.
Wasn't Tommy born yet?
No, I think I was still carrying him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, look.
Look at these little kids. Now Bruce is bigger than I am, and Amy's starting college. Oh, they sure grow up fast, don't they?
Sure do. Even Tommy. Look at him here. Mm. My little baby. Oh, he was so cute.
All of them were cute. I guess you've been thinking about the kids a lot, huh?
I don't know.
Last night, you were going through their old toys, and the night before that, you sat all night in my office.
Well, it was quiet in there, and I...
That used to be the nursery, remember?
I think I'll go to bed now.
I'd like that.
And if I do get to sleep, Dan, please don't wake me up.
Don't worry. I wouldn't mess with success.
Thank you for being patient with me, for loving me.
Hey, don't ever worry about that.
Good morning.
Shh, Amy. Mom's asleep.
You're kidding.
So tell Bruce and Tommy to keep it down. I don't want anything waking her up.
Is that why you're shaving with your old razor?
Yeah, the electric one's too noisy.
Oh, brother. I better grab Tommy before he turns on his radio.
And listen, could you do me a favor, Amy? Maybe you can make sure Tommy gets rolling and then you can run him by the school. I won't be driving that way.
What? You're not going to work?
No, I have some other things to do. Some important things. Can you take care of that for me?
Sure, no problem.
Thanks. Listen, I don't know when I'll be home, but how about fixing dinner tonight? And just save a plate for me if I don't get back in time.
What is this? Some big secret mission?
Well, don't say anything, but I think I might know what's wrong with your mother.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow a hunch.
Uh-oh, Tommy's up.
Go, put a lid on that.
Okay.
Dan? Is anybody home? Oh, who let all these kids in the yard? Hey! What are all you kids doing in my yard? You know, you're right outside my bedroom and I was trying to sleep. Now, well, where did all you kids come from?
We live here.
What do you mean you live here?
We live here.
Yeah, all of us do.
Where? You don't mean here.
All around here.
Well, I've never seen any of you in this neighborhood before. Are you all from the school or something? Young man, I asked you a question.
Me?
Yes, you. What's your name?
My name?
You heard me.
I guess I don't have a name.
Well, maybe I'll just have to talk to your parents, huh? I mean, do you want me to do that?
I don't have any parents either.
Now, are you trying to be...
It's true, ma'am. We don't have any parents.
Yeah, none of us do.
Yeah, none of us really have any parents.
And just who are you?
I'm me.
Well, I want to know your name.
Oh, I don't have a name either.
No name and no parents either? I mean, all of you? But there must be 100 of you, and I still don't know where you all came from.
Well, we were kind of wondering where you came from.
Yeah, we were kind of wondering where you came from.
Oh, okay, that's it. That's all. Now, I want all of you to get out of my yard and right now. Now, go on. Now, yes, and you two over there, you skedaddle. Hey, you kids, get out of that tree. You're going to break a limb. Go on. Well, at least they do what they're told. Oh, Dan, if this is one of your big projects... Oh, my. I should just get dressed. Well, why are you still here? Are you all right?
Yes, thank you.
Well, did you fall on the steps there or something? You know, I saw you over by the patio. You were crying then, too. What's the matter?
I'm all right. I just wanted to look.
Well, look at what?
at you.
Oh, now you're crying again. Are you sure nothing's wrong?
I'm fine.
So what can I do for you?
Could you make me some lunch?
Oh, dear. Sweetheart, that's not my job. You should go home for that. You do live around here, don't you?
Yes.
Well, then... Oh, boy. I suppose you don't have any parents either.
I might.
You might? Well, how about a name? Do you have a name?
Tilly.
Tilly. Sweetheart, who gave you that name?
I don't know. I've always been called that.
And why do you keep staring at me?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to look at your face.
Tilly, would you happen to know how old you are?
9, I think.
9. Well, do you still want some lunch?
Yes, please.
Well, then, I'd like to have you in for lunch, Tilly. Would you like that?
Yes, very much.
Then won't you come in?
Thank you.
Hello? Excuse me?
Oh, hi there. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm sorry to disturb your mowing here.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, my name is Dan Ross. I was at a funeral here a week ago.
Oh, sure. You buried old Frank Smith, right?
Yeah. You have quite a memory.
Oh, I just pay attention, that's all. When you take care of a cemetery, you get to know who's buried where and who the newcomers are.
Right. Right. Well, then, maybe you could help me. I need to find a particular grave. We walked by it last week, but I don't remember exactly where it was.
Well, what was the name?
Tilly. That's all it said.
Oh, Tilly. Right over here. I know that one quite well. Yes, sir. That's the kind you don't forget. Portia Weberly. She was a sweet old gal.
Yeah.
Amos, her husband... Timothy Stewart. He was killed in Vietnam.
Hmm.
Yeah, looks like the Blundquists need waiting. Yeah, right here. This is the one you're after.
Uh-huh. Yep, this is it. What can you tell me about it?
Well, this is one of the really sad ones. Tilly was just a baby. Tiny baby. I mean, that little casket was no bigger than a shoebox. It was really sad.
Last week, we saw a woman here.
Ah, Mrs. Mendoza. She comes here every spring to put flowers on the grave, steady as the seasons.
Yeah, that must be her.
She's a strange sort. Pretty quiet.
She did seem rather timid.
Yep, that she is. Doesn't say a whole lot. I don't know much about her at all.
Would you have any idea of how I might be able to contact her?
Nope, no idea. Unless you talk to the funeral home. I seem to recall the Bendix brothers being involved in this thing.
Bendix? You mean the Bendix funeral home on Medford Avenue?
Yeah, they do big business here. They took care of all the arrangements. You ought to talk to them.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. Say, listen, if you're gonna start talking this thing around, I'd appreciate it if you'd leave me out of it.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll keep it quiet. Thank you.
Are you through?
Yes, it was delicious.
Good. Finish your milk.
Mmm.
Well, for a little girl who may or may not have any parents, you have very good manners, Miss Tilly.
Thank you. And the peanut butter and jelly sandwich was wonderful.
Well, thank you very much.
You must be a great mother, Mrs. Ross.
Well,
do Bruce and Amy and Tommy think you're a good mother?
Well, they say so on Mother's Day, usually.
Is that all?
No, they tell me more than that.
What are you looking at?
I was just looking out the window. It sure looks different out there.
What's different?
Well, there was supposed to be a chestnut tree outside the dining room window, and now there isn't one. Oh, my word!
What is it?
Well, nothing's the same. This isn't my neighborhood.
No, this is my neighborhood.
But what is my house doing in your neighborhood?
That's what we were all wondering. We thought you came here to visit, didn't you?
Oh, this isn't real. I must be dreaming.
Mrs. Ross, what's your husband's name?
That's got to be it. This is a dream.
Mrs. Ross?
Huh? What?
What's your husband's name?
Dan.
Is he nice?
Yes, he's very nice. He's a wonderful man.
What does he look like?
Oh, well, that's him over there, on the mantle.
That picture? The one in the middle?
Yes, that's him.
Oh, I like the way he looks. He must like to smile a lot. Is this you?
Yes, that's our wedding picture.
Your wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you look pretty.
Thank you very much.
I've never been to a wedding. Oh, who's this?
Well, that's Amy at her graduation.
Is she nice?
She's grown up to be a fine young lady. And that's Bruce. He's in high school. He's a senior. And that's Tommy. He's in the 9th grade.
Ooh.
And this is all of us. We all got together and had this taken last year.
Can I hold it?
Well, sure, sweetheart. Just be careful. Here. You got it?
Yes. Thank you very much. Mrs. Ross, you all look so happy.
Oh, Tilly, you're crying again.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. You all just look so wonderful. And I get to see all of you.
Tilly, I just don't know what's happening to me anyway.
Thank you, Mrs. Ross.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. Here, we'll just put that back up where it belongs. Tilly, are you sure someone isn't wondering where you are right now?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, what about all those other kids? Them too?
Uh-huh.
Tilly, who are they? Who are all those children? Where did they all come from?
They're all just like me. They came here and they didn't have any parents. And most of them didn't have any names. And they didn't know anything about where they came from. Mrs. Ross, could I see the rest of your house? And Amy's room? And Tommy's room?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about them. What are they like?
Well, you'd like Amy. She's a very creative girl and always very busy. And you see that afghan? She made that. Oh, and Tommy's a real character. He's so funny.
Hello there. Are you Mr. Ross?
Yes, and are you the Mr. Bendix I spoke with on the phone?
Right. Well, come on into my office here and have a seat. Would you like some coffee?
Thank you, yes.
Have a seat.
Thanks.
Cream and sugar?
No, I'll just take it black, thank you.
Now, if you could refresh my memory, you were interested in a particular funeral we may have had, 9 years ago, you said?
Yes. I don't know if you keep records that far back, but perhaps you might remember a service for a very small infant?
Mm-hmm. We've had a few of those. They're especially tragic.
The name would be Mendoza, I believe. A woman named Mendoza.
Could I venture to ask what your reason might be in seeking this information?
Do you remember it?
Well, yes, I do. But there's the issue of privacy, you see. I can't just
tell... Well, what can you tell me?
Well, I don't suppose there's any harm now. It was about this time of year, as a matter of fact. Yes, it had to be April. It's all very vivid in my mind because it was so different. I recall it was Mrs. Mendoza's pastor who contacted me first. We made the arrangements with him. The remains were brought in. I could see the child's death had been intentional. It was very small, not even full term, and its body was badly burned and scarred. I had to special order the casket, but even so, it was oversized. I'll never forget it. The minister conducted a simple funeral service, gave a few words from scripture. I can still remember him standing there over that little casket. Mrs. Mendoza sitting in the second row all by herself in the chapel, dabbing her eyes with a handkerchief. Listen, this is my profession, so I don't usually get emotionally affected by the normal flow of business, but this was something quite different. I've never seen the likes of it before or since then. A woman having an abortion and then giving her child a funeral. It was just shattering. Well, I've probably told you more than I should already.
Perhaps you could give me the name of Mrs. Mendoza's pastor?
Yes, I think that's a good idea. His name is O'Cleary, Reverend Michael O'Cleary. He's just up the street at the neighborhood chapel.
Let me see, neighborhood chapel.
Are you happy here, Tilly?
Mrs. Ross, would you please hold my hand? I want you to hold my hand and walk with me.
Sure. You have a very, very beautiful neighborhood. I've never seen such deep colors.
The flowers grow here all the time and we get to pick them. See here? This is my favorite bridge. It goes over into the fruit orchard.
My, how did it... The bridge looked like it grew here.
Come on across.
Wait a minute. Look at the stones in the creek.
Huh?
Tilly, those are jewels. That's an emerald. And rubies.
Yes, they're pretty. Come on.
I'm coming.
You see these trees? They grow all kinds of fruit on them all the time. And we get to eat it.
12 kinds of fruit, right?
Yes. How did you know that?
I think I read it in the Bible somewhere.
Come and sit here. This is my favorite spot. This is where I like to sing and think about Jesus. And think about my mother.
Tilly, I don't think you ever answered my question. Are you happy here?
Mostly.
Mostly?
Jesus takes walks with me, and he makes me feel warm and happy. And he says I'll get to see my whole family someday, and we'll all be together. But sometimes, I just can't wait. I want to see them so bad.
Oh, Tilly.
Mrs. Ross, I'm sure glad you came to visit. I wish you could stay here all the time.
Tilly, sweetheart, I don't even know how I got here, but I'm glad I did. I am so happy I met you.
Do you think you could love me, Mrs. Ross?
Oh, Tilly, yes. I'm sure I could love you.
Janet, please hold my calls. Mr. Ross and I are not to be disturbed. Won't you sit down, Mr. Ross?
Thank you.
May I call you Dan?
Sure.
Dan, ever since that day 9 years ago, I often wondered if a meeting like this would take place.
Then you know why I'm here.
Anita Mendoza belongs to my congregation, and she was very distraught over a chance meeting she'd had with you and your wife at the cemetery. You have met before. Perhaps you don't remember.
Yes. Yes, I think I do, now.
Well, she remembers you and Kathy quite well. She just didn't know what to say when she ran into you there at the grave. She felt terrible for running, but she didn't know what else to do.
Did she... She worked at the family planning clinic 9 years ago?
Anita was and is a registered nurse. And yes, she did work at the family planning clinic. So you do remember meeting her?
Just barely. But I'm sure Kathy remembers. Seeing Anita at the cemetery did something to Kathy. She's been upset ever since. So, let me get this straight. What you're saying is...
Tilly is your daughter, Dan. 9 years ago, Anita was there assisting. But your daughter was from very strong stock. Dan, she was still alive after the abortion. She fought for life for about an hour before she finally passed away in Anita's hands. Anita carried her out of the clinic that day and never returned. She wanted this little girl to be given a Christian burial, and I performed the service and helped her with some of the expenses. And every spring now, on the anniversary of the child's death, Anita goes to the grave and takes some flowers there. She said to me once, well, if not me, who will mourn for Tilly? Who will remember her?
Dear Lord.
Dan, there's one more step I think we ought to take, if you think you're up to it.
Anything.
Anita, will you come in now? Anita, you remember Dan Ross.
Tilly, maybe there are some things that we've both been afraid to say, but I don't know how long we'll be together like this. What if we never get the chance to say them?
I think that would be awful, Mrs. Ross.
Right, and we need to have a serious talk. Do you think we could do that?
Uh-huh.
You do have a mother. Somewhere.
I know that now. I know that better than I ever did.
And you must know that someday you are going to see her again. Jesus told you that.
And I want to, Mrs. Ross. I want to real bad.
Tilly, I need to know something. If you were to see your mother, how would you feel? Would you be angry with her, or would you be bitter because she sent you here without even giving you a name?
She's my mother. I can't wait to see her. Will we meet someday in a forest or beside the creek? Maybe I'll cry at first, but I'll just look at her face and not stop until I've learned it and can never forget it. I'll rest in her lap as if it was the only thing in my life I ever wanted. And I'll ask her all kinds of things. Will you go for walks with me and explain things to me so I'll always remember that I learned them from you? Will you sew a dress for me and comb my hair? Show me how to wear flowers and how to skip. And teach me the little girl songs that you remember. Will you hold me when I'm hurting? Will you make a warm quilt for my bed and tuck me in? And tell me stories and take my hand to pray with me? And I can't help crying at night. Will I hear your slippers on the floor in the hall and know you're still there listening and coming to comfort me? Mommy, will you please want me? Will you take me and let me stay with you? I've always loved you. And if I could just have you with me now, I wouldn't want anything else. You're my mother. That's all I know. That's all I understand. That's all I want.
Oh, Tilly, I don't know how I'm ever going to say this.
Mommy, will you please hold me?
Oh, Tilly, my precious, I am sorry. I am just so sorry.
Don't cry, Mommy. It's all right. It's all right.
Forgive me. Please forgive me.
I forgive you. I love you. Don't cry.
I can't believe I'm even holding you. I didn't think you'd ever let me hold you.
I never knew if you wanted to.
Oh, sweetheart, I do. I really do.
Don't let go. I've never been held by my own mother before.
Oh, Tilly, how long did you know?
I guess I always knew it was you. The first time I saw you, I just knew you were my mommy.
Is that why you were crying?
I couldn't help it, Mommy. I just couldn't help it. I was really seeing you. I always wondered what you really looked like. All I could ever remember was the sound of your voice.
Oh,
are you happy, Mommy?
Oh, Tilly, yes. Yes, I am so very happy.
I am, too.
I've missed you so much. Even when I tried not to think about it deep in my heart, I always missed you.
And I've always missed you.
And then when you told me your name, Tilly, deep down in my heart, for 9 years, I've always known you by that name. That is your name.
And I'll keep it. Thank you, Mommy.
Oh, you're welcome, Tilly. Sweetheart. Oh, look what I found.
What?
Here, let me show you how to put these violets in your hair.
Violets? That's a pretty name.
Hold still. Boy, you have thick hair, just like your father.
Are you going to make me pretty, Mommy?
Oh, you're already pretty, sweetheart. Here, let's comb your hair over this way. I want to see your rosy cheeks.
Does Amy comb her hair this way?
Mm-hmm, pretty much. She's done a lot of different things with it.
Well, when you come back, we can all be together and teach each other all kinds of things.
That'll be just wonderful. But I hate to think about it.
Think about what?
Oh, leaving. We just got started.
Oh, you'll be back, and I'll be here.
Well, we don't need to talk about it now.
Mommy, we have to.
Oh, no, hold still. I'm creating a masterpiece.
Mommy, I have to tell you something.
What is it?
I don't want you to feel bad anymore.
Kathy.
Tilly, what? I didn't hear you.
Jesus forgave you a long time ago, and you need to know that.
Thank you for saying that, Tilly. Thank you. You know that means a lot to me.
Kathy, sweetheart.
Oh, no, stop it, don't.
Mommy, listen, look at me.
Talk louder, Tilly, please, I can't hear you.
Mommy, I love you.
Kathy, wake up.
Take my hand, Tilly, please don't let go.
Mommy, listen to me, I don't hurt anymore.
You don't hurt, are you sure?
Kathy, time to wake up.
No, I don't want to leave.
You have to, Mommy. I'll be all right. I'll wait for you. I love you, Mommy.
Kathy, come on, sweetheart, wake up.
Let me see your face, Tilly. Let me see how the flowers look.
Life isn't that long. You'll see me. Then you can hold me as long as you want.
You look wonderful, sweetheart.
I'll always keep these flowers for
me. Now smile big for me. Let me see you. Oh, you look wonderful.
I love you, Mommy. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Kathy? Hey, Kathy, that's okay. It's okay. It's just me. Kathy, you're all right. Now calm down, honey. You're okay. Did you know that you've been sleeping all day? Huh? I was kind of worried about you.
Well, I guess we all have to wake up sometime, don't we?
Why are you crying?
I was having a dream. I think it was a dream. I just don't know.
Oh, shh, there. Everything's all right. You're home, right here in your own bedroom. Listen, there's someone here to see you.
Dan, I can't see anybody.
Oh, you'll want to see this person. She's special. She's very special.
Kathy? Do you remember me?
Why did you name her Tilly?
Well, she just looked like a Tilly.
It was a dream, just a dream. But I have the memory to treasure. And the little stone marker to show us the grave where Tilly was mourned by a stranger. And it's April again, still another spring to remind me that I am forgiven. Another chance to return to her graveside and remember the little child who lives, though never born, the daughter we never knew. Who will mourn for Tilly? I will. Tomorrow life will go on. I'll laugh again. I'll be the proud mother of not three, but four. But for today, let me weep and say out loud what I've always known. Tilly, I love you.